Okay, the next question is, may I smoke? So I'll just reword it. Is smoking permissible in the Torah? I'm looking. Yeah.
Why it's not considered addiction? Because if it's a considered addiction, then it's not a good thing.
Smoking or gambling, we're talking about? Smoking.
You said smoking, yeah.
Right. Yeah, it is considered.
Anything that's considered right. Addiction is not good.
Right.
People cannot just right away stop smoking when they started on it. So why does the rabbi not say today?
Right.
It's right. Addiction, so it's not
it
good for you.
It is possible to stop cold turkey, though. It's not easy.
Sure.
Then you can say that with everything, gambling, and then everything allowed somewhere.
Yeah.
Addiction is not allowed to talk. When it comes to the state of addiction, it's
I didn't
allowed.
See that in the Bible.
So there's a lot written on this, and it's an interesting. There's another question here, which we'll get to. But I just since I missed Mariv. Before the shiur, so I had a couple of minutes to look in the sources here. I didn't have this farm where I live. So this is a sefer Pnei Halacha, which a lot of you guys are familiar with. Rav Melamed, one of the current poskim, and he writes that several hundred years ago, before smoking was really known to cause physical damage. Even as far as 100 years ago, that he says, and a lot of times even doctors suggested it for people for healing in certain types of situations. It was something that was popular, right? Everybody knows that in America there was maybe also in Europe there was commercials of doctors smoking. I take two a day, right? So it's a famous thing. It wasn't so well known, but even during that time, it's not so clear, right? Medically that it wasn't known that it caused harm. He brings something interesting here that I never saw before or heard before. That he says that in the time of the Chafetz Chaim, there were already some doctors that said that it's bad that it causes harm to the body, and therefore the Chafetz Chaim said that it's a sort it's prohibited. But he says that people understood that the Chafetz Chaim was just saying it's not so healthy for you, and so he was making a suggestion: don't drink Coca-Cola. It's not the best thing for you. Right, but you can't say there's a prohibition against Coca-Cola. However, we have a mitzvah in the Torah to take care of our health, and we're not allowed to do something that we know is specifically bad for our health, to put ourselves in danger specifically. And therefore, he concludes here that since, and he brings a whole all types of research of that conclusive research that
is
Rav Melamed, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I'll save the page here for anybody that wants to see it inside. But he brings he says very, very strongly, he says, therefore we can conclude that it's an Isur Torah, right? That's a Torah prohibition to smoke cigarettes because it's clearly going over the prohibition of putting yourself in danger. And another post, I didn't get a chance to read this whole tshuva from the Tzitz Eliezer, another one of the modern posts. It's hard to, you can't really find this in the older poskim because everybody smoked. nobody knew it was bad for you. I have a rabbi that told me, he said 30 years ago in Eretz Yisrael, he said you couldn't find a Beit Midrash pretty much. The people weren't smoking while they were learning Gemara. Right? Now 30 years ago people knew. Right? So but in the post scheme, right, the Rav could probably maybe give us over the famous tshuva from Rav Moshe that he didn't want to. I'm not so familiar with it. I couldn't find it. I didn't have time to look for it. But anyway, the most modern poskim, we have the Tzitz Eliezer that he concludes his tshuva.
Is it Waldenberg?
Is it the Tzitz Eliezer? That he says that you could say that it is prohibited, and not only that a person has the right. If he is in a public place and somebody else is smoking, to go up to them and tell them that they shouldn't be doing it. He says more in the sense of that you're causing me harm. So if you want to do something to yourself that you're not really supposed to be doing, that's your own business. But for me, right? Rav Melamed brings from a different Rav that I've never heard of, who's also a doctor. That he wants to say that there's a side of murder, because we know that secondhand smoke is very bad as well. So my Rav, and when I was in Kolel, he had Xerox copy of a Kol Kore. Kol Kore is like a public announcement that's signed by many rabbis saying that now it's conclusive, smoking is prohibited. It got plastered on all the walls, and the next day everybody tore them down, right? So between what I said and what you see today, not necessarily, right? You don't really see that being translated into halachic practice, but that's what we have passed down, at least in some of the modern poskim.
I just have a question. So what does the Rav say? People are coming here. They're addicted. They're working on keeping Shabbos, kashrut. They have to break up with their non-Jewish girlfriends. They have to remove them from their Facebook page. Not answer their cell phone on Shabbos. Not answer SMSs on Shabbos. Not talk Lashon Hara. Not talk disrespectfully to their parents. So many difficult mitzvot. Now they got to stop smoking too.
Right. So that would that's a great question that the rabbi just posed. And I would say that should be last on the list. Maybe. It depends on the person's situation. Depends on how addicted, how much they're smoking, what's their health. Depends on what's their emotional state. There's many things that go into it. But just like I said before, my approach to being myself about tshuva and guiding by the tshuva is always la'at la'at. Slowly but surely, you take it away. Take one step at a time. And there's many things that people are doing that can be unhealthy for them, physically, spiritually.
Right? I want to add just a few things. I think the Rav will agree with me. When the Rav says last on the list, I think the Rav means in a decade. No, I'll tell you why it's important. Because if one of the things that most weakens a person, every person, and certainly in the tshuva process, is when a person views himself as being wicked. The Mishnah says, "Al tehi rasha bifnei atzmecha." Don't view yourself in a bad light. And that's why I thought it was important to stress that point, because even if we say, yeah, I'll get to it, so imagine a guy standing at the entrance to Machon Meir, munching, he's got a bucket full of Wendy's, and his friend comes and says, "Can I have one?" He says, "No, it's not kosher." He says, "You're not eating kosher?" He says, "Not yet, I'll get there." But the rabbi said, "In a decade, I got time." So if a person standing out there thinks that by smoking, it's like he's eating Wendy's non-kosher chicken, so then he's not exactly going to feel so good about his tshuva process. And that's my concern. That's why I personally would have erased this question, because I think, I don't think a person can beat himself up for situations that a person's already in. And when the Rav says, leave it for last, I think the Rav agrees with me, leave it for last and don't beat yourself up about it. Oh, don't smoke next to other people. That's true, they don't hurt other people. But don't beat yourself up for it that you're there now. You'll get there. You'll get there, and even if it takes 10 years, the Rav agrees.
100%. I'll up the ante one. Not to that a person shouldn't beat himself up for any of those things on the list. Right? We're trying to do good. We're trying to be better. Bezat Hashem, we're going to get better. We're going to perfect ourselves on every single level, and so we have to be happy among the things that we are working on, and not feel the beating yourself up doesn't necessarily have any type of productive.
Would you say, lechatchila, it's asur? If someone never smoked and then says, okay, I want to smoke, it's asur?
Yes.
The only thing you can smoke is the Yemenite, lechatchila, that they smoke when you are learning Torah.
So here,
he said that, and we didn't.
Rav Malamed says he actually brings a certain study that the tobacco and the chemicals in nargila, right, which is an Israeli form of smoking, right, Middle Eastern form of smoking.
Thank you.
Right, but is also prohibited for the same reasons, but even though it causes different kinds of cancer.
But the Yemenite was smoking something else. They're not smoking the nakila they're smoking today. They're smoking another kind of nakila.
Yemenite nakila.
Okay, so...
Exactly.